You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 79, the date of Acts. Today's challenge, Acts isn't reliable history. It was written long after the events. Today's defense, the date of Acts doesn't pose any problem for its historical reliability. We elsewhere discuss the general subject of Acts reliability, see day 193. Raymond Brown proposed a date for Luke and Acts of AD 85, give or take 5 to 10 years, see an introduction to the New Testament. If so, Acts would have been written approximately 52 years after the earliest events it describes and 25 years after the latest. All of that is within living memory. However, Acts was probably written earlier, for its narrative suddenly stops while Paul is under house arrest, awaiting trial before Nero. Paul's journey to Rome is a major theme in the book, set up as early as Acts chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. It comes into focus when Paul announces that he must see Rome after visiting Jerusalem, Acts 18:21. He insists on going to Jerusalem, knowing he will be arrested, Acts 20, verses 22 to 23, and 21, verses 10 to 14. Yet when that occurs, Acts 21:33, the story of his journey to Rome takes over the narrative and dominates the last seven chapters of the book, one-fourth of its 28 chapters. Yet it ends inconclusively, with Paul spending 2 years under house arrest with no word of what happened at his trial. Given the amount of drama building up to the trial, this would make no sense if the results of Paul's trial were known. If he was condemned, Luke would have the story of his glorious martyrdom or of his innocent suffering on account of Christ to record. If he was acquitted, as other sources suggest he was on this occasion, Luke would have recorded his glorious vindication. The logical explanation for why the book includes neither of these is that the trial had not yet happened, and that tells us when Acts was published, 2 years after Paul's Roman imprisonment began. Many scholars think Paul's imprisonment began around AD 60, giving us a date of 62 for Acts. A stronger case, though, is that it began in 58, giving us a date of 60 for Acts. See Jack Finnegan, Handbook of Biblical Chronology, 2nd edition, and Andrew Steinman, From Abraham to Paul. Tip, see John A.T. Robinson's Redating the New Testament for more on the dating of Acts.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.